Welcome to the Monday Morning Episodes. Each episode is a crisp 15 minutes or less, and it features a diverse lineup of guests, from accomplished authors and amazing practice owners to highly respected experts, consultants, and innovative entrepreneurs in their respective industry. Now, the mission of this episode is to bring you a single extraordinary piece of advice for practice owners that's not just insightful, but also a bit unconventional, possibly controversial, or even unheard of. And here's the interesting part. The advice can span across various domains. It can be about business acumen, self-development techniques, or health-related insights. So, get ready for some thought-provoking, paradigm-shifting ideas that might just be the game changer you've been looking for in your life and practice. Let's get started. In today's digital world, a cyber threat is no longer a matter of if, but when. And for dental practices, where patient trust is as vital as clinical precision, robust cybersecurity isn't just a luxury, it's an absolute necessity. Dark Horse Tech offers just that. Comprehensive cybersecurity services tailored for the unique needs of the dental industry. You can rest assured that your practice is fortified with firewalls robust enough to keep out even the most persistent of digital threats and encryption that guards every byte of sensitive data. And here's the game changer. Dark Horse Tech is offering you a chance to experience their top-tier cybersecurity services with no strings attached. For a limited time, click on the first link in the show notes below and claim your free month of cybersecurity service today. Hey, Ruben, so talk to us. What's one piece of advice you can give us this Monday morning?
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about cybersecurity. Just recently, we had United Healthcare. I think you've heard of them before. They just wired $22 million in Bitcoin to a hacker group called Black Cat. That name is familiar. It's because they hit Henry Schein three times last year. So this Monday morning broadcast is about cybersecurity and how you can protect your dental practice.
Interesting. Yeah, you sent me that literally right before we're about to record right now, the link to it. And it happened, it says on March 1st, a Bitcoin address connected to, and then it 350 Bitcoins. So then they basically, United Healthcare paid them, right?
So the full story is last week, they noticed something was wrong with their system. This is Change Healthcare. They're owned by United Healthcare. Their role in a dental practice is they are the middleman. They process claims. They are also involved on e-prescribe, right? Patient needs narcotics. You know, you're clicking your button in your practice management software that's getting sent to the local pharmacy. That is actually still down, by the way. So we're 10 days so far, and the e-prescribe modules that are powered by that are down. What just happened that you were referring to that article I was talking about is I was going to ask you how many Bitcoin do you think 22 million is, but I think I already told you.
Yeah.
It's not that much. It's like 22 million is about 350-ish Bitcoin. And you can see how devastating the attack was because they actually paid it, which is insane. I think, when you think about an organization, a business that gets hit by ransomware, why don't they have backups? Why do we have to pay this ransom? You should have backups. Well, they either didn't have backups, which again, just absolutely insane for an organization this size, or the backups were also encrypted, which again is just mind-boggling for a company of this size that they didn't take their internal IT seriously.
Interesting. So then let me ask you, because this has happened with United Healthcare, a huge organization, right? So how could this be prevented? And can something like this happen on a smaller scale, like a practice, single doc practice?
Yeah, I mean, the stats last year, so we, I should say 2022, because we don't have clean data yet for 2023, that's still being compiled. So the big kind of flashing yellow banner here is 6% of all dental offices had an issue with ransomware in the year 2022. So, I mean, quick math, 250 practice locations, 6%. So that means 15,000 dental offices dealt with ransomware last year. That's not a small number. The problem is getting, you know, even data further than that. Basically, once this happens and there's a breach and patient healthcare information is involved, we're talking about radio silence, right? The OCM, these government organizations try to keep it, unless it's a giant thing, they try to keep it relatively under wraps, right? So this is something that a large percentage of the industry is dealing with. And if you think about, like, if 6% of all the drivers on the road got into accidents, that would be a monstrous number. So to answer your question, small dental practices, small DSOs, emerging DSOs, mid-sized DSOs, large DSOs, like Aspen Dental that got hacked last year, they're all dealing with this same problem. But UnitedHealthcare is a larger target, right? So they're going to attract, Black Hat is like the creme de la creme of the hackers out there. They were the ones that did shine, as I mentioned before. They were not involved in the Aspen Dental, but those are three big splashy events that happened. And our breaches, because patient health information, in this case, 6 terabytes of patient health information, claims data, social security numbers, treatment performed. That's why they paid $22 million.
Okay. So you mentioned two things. Their backups, they probably didn't have a backup, or their backups were not encrypted or encrypted or something like that, right? You said?
So how you're supposed to do backups is you're supposed to have 2 copies. Mm-hmm. One can be connected to your server, and the other one needs to be what we call air-gapped, basically 1 step removed. And the reason is what we're talking about right here. You get hit, that one that's actually connected to your system directly is also going to get compromised. So that's why you need to have an air gap. You know, sometimes that's a cloud backup. That's probably the easiest way to explain it to the audience here is like you have a local backup, you have a cloud backup. Cloud backup should be set up to be air gapped so that, I mean, we can talk about ransomware. What if the building burns down? You want your backups not in all in one, not have all your eggs in one basket. So backup, if anyone ever pays the ransom, you know that their backups are not working properly. Here's what happens when you have a backup. Hacker comes in, they encrypt your data. You say, oh man, that sucks. And then you kick them out of the system, clean it all up, and you restore from your backup. You do not have to pay the ransom. The ransom is there because they are saying, hey, you want your data back? You have to pay to get it. Well, you should be like, no, I have backups. I'm not going to pay you. Go away. So it's just like, if you ever see an article about someone making a ransomware payment to hackers, it's because their backups didn't work. Now, there's a lot that goes into protecting a dental practice. Backup is just one part of that, but it's 100% of the time that if they're paying the ransom, it's because they don't have backups.
Interesting. Okay, so then this can be prevented how? Besides having backups, like you just tell your IT company, like, hey, make sure everything's backed up. That's it?
Yeah, I'll just, for the sake of ease, assume everyone works with a competent IT professional. So yeah, you should say, hey, IT company, am I HIPAA compliant? Are all my systems HIPAA compliant, right? Because that should really answer the question. Questions, you know, 1 through 100 that follow after that. Firewall, anti-ransomware, antivirus software, are you keeping your computers up to date? You know, all this boring stuff. Dentists just want to practice dentistry and then, keeps us up at night over here on this side of the world. And backups, which are the last line of defense, right? You get hacked, it's because something got through your firewall, something got through your email filter, something got past your antivirus software. The only reason we're talking about backups is because everything else failed.
Okay. So this is the last resort kind of thing.
If you're using backups, let's say outside of, I guess let's just continue to focus on ransomware, right? Because if your server fails, hey, I've got a backup. No problem. We're going to get a new server. But again, when we're talking about if you're down because of ransomware and you're making a payment to this company, it's because you don't have backups. Because you would just tell them, hey, thanks for that headache. Go away. Because you wouldn't have to worry about it.
How common is this, Ruben? Honestly, like within practices, have you seen this? Like, oh my God, ransomware has happened.
Yeah. We don't have to deal with it as an IT company. We work for currently 1,077 distinct practice locations, right? That's a lot of patient health information, a lot of different networks. We're not dealing with ransomware, okay? And it's because it's not rocket science. It does take someone who's devoted and pays attention to the market. You do what HIPAA says. You get a firewall in there, you get anti-ransomware, you make sure the network is set up properly, you make sure, Wi-Fi is secured, backups, and this is not something you do. So, the fact that it's affecting 15,000 dental offices and you know, it's crazy. It's affecting the small, the medium, and the large, right? No one is being spared by this. So, you know, people continue to hire professionals that are saying, hey, yeah, we got you covered, doc. But what's actually happening is not that. So, you know, it's a really hard position for the doctors in, right? You get, let's say you get a referral from a buddy who's not in healthcare that doesn't, you know, hey, I got a great IT guy. Well, it's really important that he knows what it takes to protect your practice, right? And again, yeah, backups is one part of that. I would argue it's the most important part, right? Yeah. Backups equals downtime. They're not set up properly. Downtime, patients are walking in the door, your systems are down, you can't take x-rays, they're looking in the face. It's embarrassing that your technology doesn't work. Let's just skip that and just do it right the first time.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's more like the HIPAA compliance type of deal. You got to ask them, hey, are you HIPAA compliant? And if they're like, yeah, sure. Like,
yeah, sure. Well, yeah. And then I guess the follow-up question, the magic words you could say is, at, you know, where's your risk assessment? Ask them for a risk assessment. And that's basically, they have to give you a report. And this is the first thing if you ever get audited by OCR, Office of Civil Rights, who's in charge of enforcing HIPAA and the fines and all that. That's the first thing they ask for. Where's your risk assessment, right? It is your self-evaluation. It is, oh yeah, we have this old CBCT that only works with a Windows 7 PC. Okay, that's an identified vulnerability in your system. That should be in your risk assessment. So that's just one example. It's basically an analysis of your practice's security profile.
Gotcha, okay. So in a nutshell, United Healthcare, were they not HIPAA compliant?
We know they're not HIPAA compliant because they paid the fine.
We can
skip right to the conclusion, which is, again, you're paying the fine, you didn't do your backups properly. We know that 6 terabytes of patient health information have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Names, date of birth, social security number, treatment provided. We're talking about, you know, claims, e-prescribed, so prescriptions. I mean, this is a monumental event in the industry.
Yeah. And it just happened because of an email?
So I'm glad we got to the why, right? So yeah. We look at Aspen Dental. We look at Shine last year. Exactly what you just said is true. It happened just because of a single email, right? We talk about phishing. Phishing is someone pretends to be someone else. Could be UPS, it could be your boss. They want you to click on a malicious link. So someone from, let's say Shine, clicked on the link, it encrypted their information. All of a sudden, you can't order supplies from Henry Schein's ordering website or for your rep. And they got hacked a couple times just because of some hubris that happened. But this Change Healthcare, United Healthcare situation is actually a different attack vector. All right, so We learned the lessons from that one. It was a great reminder, train your staff, have good email filters. Okay, this one, you want to guess how they got? You're never going to guess because it's so stupid. All right, Michael, you know what remote access software is?
Yeah, where you can access it from like another location, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, United Healthcare wanted to save some money, so they bought a program and hosted it themselves. I'm a small business owner, like many people listening here. I do the real thing. It's a cloud product. It gets updated in real time. They bought a old product to use called ConnectWise, and they hosted it in their own facility, okay, and didn't update it. So Black Hat found the vulnerability because it hadn't been updated in years, got into the system, and the rest is history. So lessons are, I mean, this is applicable to Windows security updates, right? There's a reason that Microsoft releases them. Call it Patch Tuesday, right? There's that Tuesday. It's because people like Black Hat are getting into the system, right? Researchers as well are identifying, and Windows is releasing patches to fix those holes in the system. All right. Well, imagine if, you know, you wait a couple of weeks, probably not that big of a deal, right? For your system to be out of date by a couple of weeks, take it back a month, still probably not 6 months. That's getting to be a little worrisome, right? That vulnerability has been known for 6 months. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about 4 times that amount of time. And I keep going back to the size of these companies and it's the hubris. It won't happen to me. IT is just, again, it's one of those things you don't think about. I call it roads and bridges, right? You don't think about it until you haven't paid enough attention or spent enough money on it. And then something like this happens.
Interesting. All righty, Ruben, man. And your company, Dark Horse Tech, covers this, right? So if I were to sign up with you guys immediately and ask you, hey, make sure you do the HIPAA compliance, everything, it's already covered.
We do not enter into client engagements without this being in place, this protection being in place. So yes, and you know, to further accentuate our presence in the industry, if something ever did happen, right? I started this 12 years ago. This is not something we've dealt with at all. If something were to happen, that is going to be on our cyber liability insurance, not the clients, because that would be a failure of a service that we're providing to them. So it's probably a topic for another day, but I will leave you with, please have your IT company sign business associates agreements.
Nice. Okay. Awesome, Ruben. I appreciate your time. And if anyone has further questions, where can they find you?
CEO of Dark Horse Tech, darkhorsetech.com. I am admin, A-D-M-I-N, at darkhorsetech.com. Email, call me, numbers everywhere. You know how to reach me on Facebook. I'm around.
Awesome. And that's going to be in the show notes below. So if you want to ask Ruben any more questions or concerns or look into Dark Horse Tech at the same time, go in the show notes below, look for Ruben's name, and look at those links there. And Ruben, thank you so much for being with me on this Monday morning episode.
Thanks, Mike.